Welcome, everyone. This is my very first podcast, Samwise Says. I say a lot of things. I have a tendency to be verbose. I talk a lot and I think a lot, or maybe I think out loud a lot. And unfortunately, some people have to hear it. And you're actually the ones who are actually choosing to listen to it, and you can always fast-forward it or shut it off, which is also, I guess, something you could do with me. You just have to know that there is an off button, and you basically tell me to shut up, and I go, oops, sorry, because I ramble. And as I like to say, if brevity be the soul of wit, I am witless. So, in fact, I have a feeling I'm probably going to do a one-man show one of these days, and I think I'm just going to call it Witless. But, I just wanted to first start broadcasting, start putting stuff out there. I have certain people who actually think I might have something to say. Well, no, I've got a lot to say, but some of it actually might actually be worthwhile listening to, if you can siphon through my inane rambling. I have no idea exactly what I will eventually be creating with this podcast, but I'm sure I will not be at a lack for rambling on about something. I have days that I want to rant, and there are days that I just want to just muse about different things. Nothing at the moment that I can think of. I know that today should be very interesting. I'm going with a bunch of people out to the desert, out to Joshua Tree, or at least I'm being told somewhere in that Joshua Tree area, to spend all night, like from 4 in the afternoon to 11 a.m. tomorrow, in something called the Integratron. You can actually look that up, Integratron. I think Integratron .org or .com. It's definitely on Wikipedia, Integratron, Integratron. I can't really explain it. It's a large, non-metallic, domed structure that, from what I understand, the structure, the specifications are connected with a lot of historic, biblical, scientific, and I think extraterrestrial information. I'm just saying what they say about it. I have no idea what it will be when I go there. I'm kind of an open vessel. I kind of go to do things, and you know, you never know. You might go do something that you end up not being 100% involved with, and even afterwards, if you're still not 100% involved with it, you never know who you're going to meet, what you're going to meet, what's going to happen on that journey. And sometimes the point is not getting to where you are heading towards, but the things you bump into along the way that give you insight into life, give you different directions. They're kind of the seasoning. They're kind of the, I don't know. You never know what something's going to lead you, and if you don't go out and wander about, you'll never find anything. I mean, you're just going to find yourself if you stay home all the time, and I think you know where you are, so that's no big deal finding what you've already found. So, I'm going to be going to the Integratron today with a bunch of people from the Lightning Temple. Again, interesting stuff. Lightningtemple.org, creating a large metallic frame structure fused with Tesla coils, and it's going to create lightning and music and actually sound or audio Tesla coils, which will be generating the sound. So no real speakers, but plasma Tesla coils generating the sound. And it's going to be a mobile, or a, not a mobile, but it will be transportable. We can actually break it down and bring it to other places and set it up there. And we're going to be doing, hopefully, museums and festivals and just different things, and some amazing people are getting involved with this. And I mean, we're not talking just random, we're talking people from NASA and people from, you know, just scientists, literally rocket scientists or scientists, just really scientists. I mean, I'm an idiot, so I couldn't tell you what type of scientists or what any of it means. I kind of like the whole music aspect of it and the ability to just hang out with really interesting people who have really far out ideas, because it's just, I just find it interesting to find people who aren't like just watching TV and doing the mundane stuff. I mean, people are actually trying to create something new and different. And again, even if they don't create it, the fact that they're on that journey is in itself interesting and fascinating and inspiring. So it's fun to find people who are doing things that just no one else is doing. Because, you, again, you don't know what this is going to create. I mean, they're talking about creating using Tesla principles to transmit energy. Like if you transmitted sound waves and having receivers and having the receivers pick up the energy that's being sent broadcast and then using it to, you know, to run things. I mean, they're already doing it. I mean, they're doing stuff where they have little kids' toys that need electricity and they're out in the middle of the desert and they're running them and there's no connected energy source. They're just receiving it through something. Again, I have not seen this. I've seen it on YouTube and it's out there. But they're saying they're generating it and I'm cool to sit around and watch. So I'm open to see what they're creating because I don't understand any of this stuff. And just because I don't understand it doesn't mean it isn't possible. A lot of stuff I can't see or hear or understand is out there and working just fine. I don't see radio waves and I'm picking stuff up and I'm right now recording on this amazing little device called an H2, a Zoom, Z-O-O-M. I feel like it's a PBS TV show. Zoom H2, just a small little digital recorder with fantastic speakers, and I'm just hanging out and recording. And so, okay, there was my ramble. I rambled. Give you a little bit of stuff for my day, and going to go out to the Integratron and hang out. And they're going to do a sound bath. So just go out, look up at Integratron on Wikipedia and Integratron.com, I think, or something like that, and look up that stuff. And look up lightningtemple.org, and you'll find me on there. I'm, I think I'm under S-A-A-R-O-N. My last name is Aaron, first name Sam. And I'm known as Samwise, S-A-M-W-I-S-E, throughout the Burning Man community. I am a Burning Man community guy, burner. I'm a burner. So that's it. I'll shut up now. I would again continue rambling because I just think out loud. I am witless. Thank you. Bye-bye.